The Angels going for a series sweep in Toronto Sunday. Albert Pujols would add another big day to his great career.
And he's just hit another one. That high pitch into the second deck in left field. Pujols, a three-hit game. Two home runs on the afternoon, and he's driven in four. He left that one inside, and Pilar hammers it out of here. Home run, Kevin Pilar.
Number 12 for number 11. And the Angels lead now is cut to 10-6. Kicks. There goes the runner to Carrera. Ground ball hit to third base. And it goes through into the hole. Jump throw to first base. Not in time.
And infield hit for Wilson Martin. Still nobody out. Swing and a drive. Get out, ball. Get out of here. He's down again.
Twice in 1 week win games for the Blue Jays with walk-off grand slams. Wow.
So the Blue Jays in their biggest ninth inning comeback in team history celebrate an 11-10 win over the Angels Sunday. What does their manager John Gibbons have to say?
Well, you know, we don't have a lot of team speed, you know that. And over there first leap, you know, he's got the freedom. We think we can get a bag. You know, we've hit into so many double plays, too, this year. You know, maybe try to get a little bit more movement in certain situations. And so he had a huge, you know, they were holding him on, but they weren't holding him right on the bag. So he had a big jump. It's a gamble, no doubt, but it paid off big time, obviously. But yeah, he has a freedom over there to, you know, if a guy can get a jump, make something happen, do it. Now, if I don't want him to, I'll put a hold on, definitely. But it was a key play. You're talking about Carrera, right? Oh, okay. Well, you know what, Anaheim. I think what you know they were trying to do. They add that extra run. You know, so they could bring in a different pitcher. You know, and hopefully close it down. Then you know wouldn't have to use their closer. That's I'm sure that's what they were doing. And then I thought you were talking about us when Zeke took off. Either way.
John, what did Valdez do differently today from his first start?
You know, he wasn't as sharp as what jumps out at me. And, they hit him. You know, I mean, it's a different style of team. You know, I think Oakland's more of a free-swinging team. You know, Anaheim's got a little bit different. Not a lot, but a little bit. And yeah, he just, you know, we even go back to that time he pitched in Fenway Park and through those few innings was really good. You know, he's dotting it up pretty good, hitting his spots, you know, with the really good changeup, you know, two-seamer, a little big breaking ball. So I thought that was just a little bit off today. So we'll see. You know, I mean, he like I said, as guys that came in, I mean, it's you know, it's at the point in the game, well, it's kind of desperation. They can either blow it open there and you still got six innings. Or maybe Loopy comes in and with a couple lefties, you know, I'm they weren't going to pinch hit that early in the game anyway. And then, you know, we gave up a little here or there and then, you know, that big ninth inning, so.
John, I was just wondering, have you had a chance to talk to Troy Tulowitzki and what are your thoughts on the diagnosis?
No, I haven't seen Troy since he had his MRI.
I mean, torn ankle. Like, is this kind of what you're expecting that it's going to be a little bit?
Yeah, I would definitely anticipate that. You know, you see the video. I mean, he turned it pretty good. You know, the way it's not supposed to bend. You know, I think he's going to see a specialist somewhere, and he'll have the final say on what's going to happen, or you know. But I mean, it doesn't look good. That's what you mean.
Steve Pierce does it for the second time in a week. His second walk-off grand slam after Thursday's winning hit over the A's. He does it Sunday to the Angels. What does he have to say for himself?
Just looking for something to hit. You know, he was struggling there that inning, struggling with strikes, so he missed twice with a couple sliders, so I got to sit dead red.
This ball club has come from behind twice against the Oakland Athletics, and today, what does it say about this group of guys?
Resilient. You know, we've been behind the eight ball almost all year, but we're going to keep fighting, I can tell you that right now.
Monday, the Blue Jays head to Chicago to face the White Sox. The Angels get a day off before returning home to start a series with the Phillies Tuesday.